This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In an hour-long breakfast meeting today, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon conferred with opposition Labor Party leader Shimon Peres about forming a national unity government. Analysts believe Sharon needs to bring the Liberal Labor Party into his coalition if he is to continue with his unilateral plan for disengaging from the Palestinians. Conservatives in Sharon's Likud party are actively opposing the plan to withdraw all Jewish settlements from the Gaza Strip and a few from the West Bank. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. Peter, did anything definite come out of today's meeting?
Not yet. It's pretty early days. Officials in both the Prime Minister's office and the Labor Party are saying Sharon did invite Peres to start negotiations on bringing Labor into a unity government. That would be a dramatic change in the political makeup of the government, which is currently quite conservative. But there are a number of hurdles still to be cleared, both logistical and political, and they're still pretty much at the starting of a long negotiating process.
The last time Labor joined a Likud-run coalition, some Labor members called it a disaster. Why would Peres consider trying it again now?
Well, in a phrase, it's this disengagement plan. Sharon is bucking his own party to a large extent and horrifying the right-wing religious parties by pushing ahead with this plan to dismantle Jewish settlements that he had a large hand in creating, all in the absence of any agreement or concessions from the Palestinians. Peres told Labor supporters yesterday that he still doesn't think a unity government is good for the party, but he believes the disengagement plan is so good for Israel's future that he can't stand by and watch it collapse. Officials are saying Peres told Sharon today that he has some conditions, though. He wants to see a definite timetable for evacuating those settlements. He also wants coordination with the Palestinian Authority. That point is unlikely to win agreement for Mr. Sharon. He's pretty definite on wanting a unilateral plan. But there's pressure on Sharon, too. He's already lost a few right-wing members because of this plan, and he's essentially running a minority government now, cobbling together votes on an ad hoc basis day by day. So he really does need to do something.
There are still opponents, then, of this political marriage on both the left and the right.
Oh, absolutely. Inside Sharon's own Likud party, his minister named Uzi Landau is leading a band known locally here as the Rebels. They're doing their best to torpedo both the unity government and the disengagement plan. They're rallying at the moment around the foreign minister, Silvan Shalom, who would probably be bumped from his seat if Mr. Peres joined in with the Labor Party. Likud officials say Sharon's trying to keep the foreign ministry post in Likud hands, but that seems to be an opening gambit. Mr. Peres is a political heavyweight who wouldn't be satisfied with a minor post. And on the left, Yossi Beilon, former Labor Party official, says Labor going into a unity government is an unforgivable error, and there are a number of Labor ministers also working against it. So there's a lot of work left to do.
Peter, just briefly, one area on which there's still broad Israeli agreement is to keep building the West Bank barrier.
That's right. Palestinian bomb attack yesterday in Tel Aviv killed a 19-year-old woman, injured dozens more. Mr. Sharon said that was under the auspices of the International Court of Justice. He's vowed to keep building this barrier.
Thanks very much, NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.